Shabbos Emes in this week's parasha, it raises the question about a very enigmatic figure, Lotz. Lotz has tremendous chusim. He's the progenitor of David HaMelech through Amon HaMoav, eventually through Rus, and through Naamah HaMonius. He's able to meet Malachim. He's saved from Stoim. At the same time, we find Lot has his issues. So, what was the schusim in which, considering the Lot's issues, right? We wonder where Lot got the schusim to be able to accomplish what he accomplished. So Rashi says that we see that Lot was able to keep quiet and not disclose the fact that Sarimena was the wife of Avraham. That went down to Mitzrayim. And there's a famous machshava from the Balei Musar that doesn't sound, you know, Avram protected him, took care of him, etc. Of course he didn't do such a thing. Considering the fact that Lot's desire for money was significant, the chance to have the Mitzrayim kill Avraham at that point in time and he should take over would have been very tempting to a person like Lot, and he withstood that desire, and therefore he's considered worthy of these Hatzol, etc. So Samus goes with a different angle. He says that Lot is the son of Haran, and Haran was killed at Kedesh Hashem. He gave up, and he was with the story with Avraham and Nimrod. After Avraham was saved, Haran was asked, "Who do you belong with? Which group?" And he says, "I belong with Avraham." And he was thrown into the Kipshan Nation, and he was killed. Had he made that declaration beforehand, he would not have been killed. But since he waited to see how it's going to work out, he wasn't confident in his true emunah and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he wasn't saved. But at the end of the day, this person made a decision to withstand being thrown into Kipshan Esh because it was some level of belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he didn't believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu at all, he said, "What I need this for?" But there's some level. There was some commitment, and there was a mitzvah which was done, and the payers of that mitzvah are going to be paid out in Melech HaMashiach. So he introduces a fascinating idea that a person can do a mitzvah, and a person can do a mitzvah not lishma 100%, still get the benefit from the mitzvah. It reminds me of a story which was published in the Light magazine of years back. There was a magazine called Light magazine, was published by Rabbi Yeshua Lyman, Rabbi Lyman's uncle, Rishner Lyman's brother. And Rishua Lyman published at one time a story called The Benefit and the Doubt. The basic details of the story was that a woman had hosted a tzedakah tea in her house, and while that happened, her child got into one of her medications, which was poisonous, dangerous, and consumed a very large amount of them, was taken to the hospital, and the doctor said that, you know, that's such a small child, they could figure out that the child had consumed a large amount of them, 27 pills, something of that sort. The last person who came in was a full-sized adult, they had 10 of them and was dead. Kalvacharmer, Beminosh Kalvacharmer, her child. The child survived. There was a nace. And she spoke to Rabbi DeMiller Zatzal afterwards that she was like devastated that while she was hosting this stalker tea in her house, this is what happened to her child. It was because she wasn't really the Shem Shemayim. She wanted to show off her nice house and her nice dress and her nice china, etc., etc., etc. And Rabbi DeMiller Zatzal said to her, Chazal said a person should also determine to shalom lishma. The bottom line, a person who decides they want to do it with pure intent, and since they can't do it with pure intent, doesn't do it, is not better off than the person who does it with not pure intent. The main thing, of course, the person has to come to Shemayim with the goods. We did it. Maybe we did it for the wrong reasons. We did it. But at the end of the day, we did it. We stepped forward and we did what we had to do. Using the other types of motivations is a valid way to do a mitzvah. That's the pshat by Lot and Haran also. Have a good Shabbos.